All right, thank you so much. And that haunting melody is by our good friend Melissa Whitehouse, who joins us live from England. It's called Over a Lifetime, and it is releasing a day. Melissa, and remember, that's Melissa with an A, Melissa. She is with us. And if you think back to your first deal when you signed when you were 16 years old, and you're still doing it to this day, how cool is that to just be so prolific and to, you know, just keep going from strength to strength?
Oh, thank you, Rick. It's so lovely to be back on the show. It's been such an amazing journey. And today has just been, it's just been epic to share it with the world today. And thank you for being part of that.
It's so cool nowadays, because when I was growing up in the 70s, you had to get a vinyl album and maybe a 45 for a single. Now you can release these just a song at a time, and it could be on Spotify or Apple Music or Sirius XM. It can go all over the places and just to, you know, regular terrestrial radio stations as well. I guess that's easy, but then maybe logistically also challenging. How does it all work now?
Well, I just think the industry has changed so much. You know, having vinyl and going to the shop, there's something about that, isn't there? It's that kind of going back and playing it. But I just think it's just the way that you can connect with everyone, like today during the release. It just means that it resonates throughout the world, and it's powerful. It's just the kind of power of social media. And the response today on the track has been absolutely amazing. But it's just the way that the industry has changed generally. It has its challenges, but it's great.
And you also have been able to, in almost the last 20 years, be on the inside as a writer and a producer working in programming. And so to be on both sides of the microphone or the camera, and I guess that has put you in good stead to learn the ins and outs of this industry, right?
It certainly has, and it's been really amazing, because the last couple of months I've gone back into the TV side. So I've got two shows actually in development at the moment as well. So I love kind of the whole creative process, but I've always been kind of, my number one love is definitely being a singer-songwriter.
A TV pilot for a comedy script, is this sort of a Ricky Gervais type of Stephen Merchant? What are we looking at here, Melissa?
We are talking borderline with a mix of Bridget Jones. Think of it along those lines, set in London. That's been kind of in development for, let me think, coming up to nearly 7-8 years. It has been a labour of love. It has been rewritten around 60-odd times, and we've just gone back to the beginning script. Just the way it works, just the way the cookie crumbles, and, you know, after COVID as well. It had its challenges with productions and different production houses kind of not being able to go forward with deals, so we had to go back to the drawing board. But the other kind of program is more music related, so it'll be kind of more of a music feature show, so that's very exciting. So that's all kind of under wraps at the moment, but will be revealed hopefully next time we talk.
I would think the Bridget Jones one, so you'd have to write a sort of a cheeky bestie, maybe like three suitors, maybe a sassy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How does that all work?
I must admit, my journey did actually start with working title, actually asking for demos for unsigned artists way, way back. In 2000, I think it was around 2001, and the whole reason my song Dear Diary was basically penciled was actually for the pitch of the original Bridget Jones. And unfortunately, they didn't go that route in the end, but I ended up with Dear Diary, Wine and Roses, working with Paul Mosel and Kevin Hughes way back in the day at Peer Music. So that really was the start for me. And then I got another opportunity to demo for an artist who I didn't realize at the time who it was. I was literally 16. They said that they had a new artist called Marshall, and played me the demo, done a top line, then found out a few months later it was actually Eminem. And I recently found the demo. So it just shows you how the journey works in this industry. You just never know who you might be doing kind of work with or kind of doing demos for. Always do your best.
No doubt. And I'm always interested in the music industry in whereas what does the public want versus what am I going to put out as an artist? Do you sort of like, yeah, how does that all work when you walk that line?
I think for me, it's the first time I've actually started to play some of my new music, and I think it's really started to resonate. I think you need to live the moment. And I think lots of people do write songs, and they kind of think, oh, what's it going to be about? And I think unless you've really lived that moment and gone through it, it's really hard to execute it if you're going to sing it as well, because you need to put the emotion into it. I've been on a heck of a journey for the last 24 months, and I think it's actually been the making of me as a person. It's made me stronger, resilient. I've learned a lot about myself, and I think that's now gone into my creative work. So as much as it was a hindrance at the time, thinking, oh God, why am I going through these kind of trials and tribulations? It's actually been the kind of the making of so many things over the last couple of months. So I've counted them now as blessings, which is just such a wonderful feeling. So yeah, it's a good place to kind of be in. But I think going back to your question, it's just important to make sure that people and the audience can relate to that. And I think I've really captured that with the song Over a Lifetime, and writing with John Brooks, who is just an amazing film composer. It was just a blessing the way that we kind of came together and got the chance to go into the studio together. And there's a lot more to come. We've got some fantastic songs that are written, which we can't wait to share.
Great stuff. Most of the time that I spent there was my home, I guess, would be Harpenden, which is in Hertfordshire, which you can take the Thames Link from King's Cross straight up through Kentish Town. But when I was in London, right, I was either in Marylebone or most of the time on the west side in Chiswick. So remind me, I know you're a Londoner. Remind me where you're from.
I'm from southeast London. I'm from Eltham, just outside near Greenwich.
Oh, all right.
So, you know the Catisark? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to the National Maritime Museum. I saw Nelson's clothes that he was killed in. So does that make you a Cockney, sort of?
Kind of borderline Cockney, yeah. I can put my posh voice on, or I can be kind of the London girl, which obviously relates to my radio show, which is, it's called Just a London Girl. So the reason I went quiet for the last year, I've had my own radio show, which has just been nominated for its first award, which I'm over the moon about. So I need to say a big thank you as well to Terence Starr, who's helped me put the show together over the last kind of year. And yeah, it's been amazing. It's out to 40 stations worldwide, and it's building, but it's all about London. It's about travel, fashion, beauty, and it's been great. I've got a wonderful team that feature with me as well. And it's gone from strength to strength, and every week we're getting more and more radio stations. So the ISSA, International Songwriters Association, in Atlanta have just put me forward for a nomination for the best international radio show as a newcomer, which I'm blown away by. And the voting starts from today. So if you are near your internet kind of logins, please, please vote. That would be amazing.
Great stuff. So, the Cockney rhyme slang, when you're tired, do you climb the apple in Paris to Bedfordshire?
Absolutely. You have to got the apples and pears, 100%.
I remember when I was going to, when I was going to Greenwich along the Thames on the South Bank, I went through a place that, and you know, the thing I love about England, there are so many great names of things, you know, and I think about like Wormwood Scrubs and strange ways for names of prisons, but there was a little town there called Mudchute. And I was like, oh, that's not a very nice name.
Doesn't sound that attractive, no.
No. All right, so Melissa.
Don't ask me about sports.
It's all right. How do we get our hands on the MP3, the waves, the downloads for Over a Lifetime?
Absolutely. It's on all platforms, so nobody has any excuse. It's on Spotify, Apple Music. You can also find me on Facebook at Melissa, as you said earlier on, with an A, M-A-L-I-S-S-A. Or you can get me on X, which is Music Melissa. Or you can catch me on Instagram as well, which is Melissa_Whitehouse. So there's no excuse. You can find me.
I know those... I'm looking forward to the video because Simple, Wine and Roses, Dear Diary, they're so artsy and beautiful, those videos.
Oh, thank you. Do you know what, Ray? It was kind of filmed in a church recently. It was literally a ruin. And I know you guys in America are like, why, you know, you've got all these old things in the UK. This ruin, literally, we had an investment from the National Lottery Fund, and they have literally spent about £10 million. It's just beautiful. And I was one of the first artists to go and perform there. And, it's a magical video, and it's going to be dropping on Monday at 9 a.m. GMT.
Great.
Make sure you check it out.
Great stuff. And before I let you go, just about 20 seconds, U.S. tour in the books?
Do you know what? I'm speaking to someone at the moment. Jason Lancaster, if you're actually listening at the moment, he's a fantastic management out there, and they're looking at things at the moment, which will be great. And I also need to say a very, very big thank you to Ronnie at Marland Music Management. She's been my guardian angel over the last couple of months, and that's the plan. We are going to come to the States, and I can't wait.
Once again, the lovely and talented Melissa Whitehouse, M-A-L-I-S-S-A, Melissa Whitehouse. Everyone in America knows how to spell Whitehouse. And check out the new song, Over a Lifetime, which we'll hear a little bit more right now on the way out. Cheers, mate. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Rick. I'll speak to you soon.
Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We got open lines. Come on back.